So when we decided to create Platypus Man, we were kind of looking at loosely toxic masculinity, but looking at it from a really young age. So we were looking at mental health in young boys. So we started kind of getting in contact with the kids' helpline and looking at the issues that they come up with. So a lot of the show's about young boys lashing out and kind of how to stop that and stop and think before you act. But the frame in which we've put it in is an Australiana kind of superhero. So there's also these like kind of very 90s kids TV show kind of Australian animal characters who are going through kind of issues that kids go through now. And our hero Platypus Man is finding out how to deal with these things.
So it's sort of a kid show, but it's got like a real message behind it as well.
Yeah, yeah. It's got it's also kind of got a couple of environmental issues as well that are put into there. And it formed organically, I guess, in our creation of the piece. But when we were looking at mental health issues and kind of this frame of the environment, the dreaming came into it. And so then we started looking at dreaming stories, and that kind of became a really good structure for us to be able to springboard these ideas off of. So it's also got this Indigenous culture that's put in there as well. So we're telling these dreaming stories, but kind of in a bit of a like fresher, new way. Yeah.
And is it the first kid show you've developed, or is it one of them?
Yes, it is. So some of our other cast members have had more experience with doing kids shows, but for me, myself, and for Chiron, who is Platypus Man and wrote the piece, it was our first kids piece, so that was exciting.
Have you had other shows in the Fringe?
I have years ago, but I've been studying for the last, so I just graduated from Flinders Drama Centre not last year, but the year before, so I spent 4 years in a hot tank of theatre study, but I've had quite a few shows, and so have the others. As Fringe happens, it all kind of goes around. But we're also producing, as a team, we're producing a variety show on Monday nights called Secret Hideaway, which is good fun. So that's not really us performing, but we've got, you know, some of Fringe's best all coming together on Monday nights, which is fun.
Yeah, so it's going to be a pretty hectic few weeks for you guys then.
Oh, yeah, we're all very tired.
And do you play in Platypus Man as well? Do you have a part on stage?
Oh, yes. So I play Kangarella, the villain of the show, and I also play Emma Emu from the Emergency Services. Okay. So there's lots of puppetry. Emma in the show, Emma and Emmanuel, the Emergency Services, are both puppets. We've also got shadow puppets and a whole bunch of fun.
And so because there's these sort of stories behind it as well, is it a show that you think adults will enjoy and get something out of at the same time as being a kid show?
Definitely. When we went into making this show, we were like, let's make a kid's show. I think also kind of young adults, like kids of the 90s, are going to love it. There's also lots of adult jokes slipped in there. Because when we were making it, we're like, okay, let's make a kid's show. And our reference point for children's entertainment was, you know, Rocko's Modern Life and, like, Rugrats and Cat Dog. So it's got a very kind of 90s kids TV feel. But lots of adult jokes, like, you know, slipped in there under the radar. And yeah, it's a very funny show.
So do you think now that you've finished your studying, you'll be looking at taking some of your shows, I guess, forward past the Fringe, maybe into other festivals around Australia?
Yeah, so we designed, I also did a lot of the design, making how we kind of realised our, so Platypus Man set in Nutbush City, which is a combination of Australian bush and city, and a bad Tina Turner joke. But it's also, I tried to make all of our set pieces and prop pieces really compactable. So the whole set folds up into a suitcase. So that kind of gives us the ability to be able to tour. I think there's a possibility that we'll be doing that Gambia Fringe. And then, probably it's a great school show and things like that. So I think it's going to be probably heading round, doing the rounds, maybe doing a regional tour of Australia, hopefully. I think that's the plan.
So are there any other shows? You doesn't sound like you're going to have a lot of spare time, but if you do, are there any shows you're interested in getting along to at the Fringe this year?
Oh, well, at Secret Hideaway, our first night, there was a couple of great little snippets of shows that I saw. Naughty Girls, that's spelled with an O, is fantastic. The Really Real Housewives of Surfers Paradise is hilarious. Red Bastard is hilarious. Ben Hart, the magician, Ben Hart Belief, that's great. Mm. Yeah, there's so much on.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I recommend just flipping through a guide and finding what you like. There's something for everyone.
Even just go into the garden and you'll find something. Don't plan anything.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, or if you go into Rental Mall during, I think it's around like 11 to 1 o'clock, they do, if shows, they want more bums on seats, they'll do half-price ticks. So if you're, short of pocket, don't have a lot of cash to spend, it's a great way to go see a show for $6 to $10, and you can go see an amazing show for super cheap. So half price tickets in the mall.
And just finally, do you have any other ideas that you're sort of working on at the moment, or are you just going to see how far you can take Platypus Man?
Oh, I think for the moment we're kind of going with Platypus Man. Just see how that goes, and then we'll regroup and do some other things. I've got a web series kind of in the back of my mind, so I'll be doing that with some other people. But it's full on.
Yeah. Do you think?
I've also got a couple of. You go.
Do you think that kids' shows are something you'd like to continue doing?
I think that's something really. I mean, I grew up with kids' theatre because I was a little theatre baby and my parents worked in the theatre, so I was fortunate enough to go see a lot of kids' theatre, and it kind of provides something a little bit different that I think that kids view theatre in a different way than what their parents do or their adult counterparts do. There's something about it kind of, they're able to step into the imaginary world and have that suspension of disbelief for a little bit longer and as they journey into it. And we've also kind of got them in front of screens all the time and this little short, uninteractive world. And theatre really allows children to kind of open up their empathy and maybe even have a cathartic experience, which I don't think TV and film do so much. So I think there's a lot of value in kids' theatre, and I would like to contribute to that.